poll, dead heat in Georgia Senate runoff. By Hannah Blow on December 24, 2020. Republican incumbent Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are virtually tied with their Democrat challengers in the upcoming Georgia runoff, according to an Insider Advantage and Fox 5 Atlanta poll released Wednesday. The survey, taken December 21 to 22 among 500 registered voters in Georgia, showed Raphael Warnock leading Loeffler by 2 percentage points, 49% to 47%, with 4% remaining undecided. However, Warnock's lead is well within the survey's +4.4% margin of error. Perdue has a 1-point advantage over his challenger, John Ossoff, 49% to 48%. But, once again, the lead is within the survey's margin of error, pointing to a statistical tie. 3% remain undecided in that race. Both Perdue and Loeffler saw a decline in their level of African American support over the last week, Insider Advantage Chairman Matt Towery said. This is something I would fully anticipate as Republican support among African Americans usually begins to level off in the last few weeks of a political contest, he continued. Various surveys released over the last week have also pointed to a tight race in the Peach State, with the GOP incumbents neck and neck with their Democrat challengers. Donald Trump Jr. rallied Georgians last weekend, warning voters that they cannot squander this opportunity. Because I promise you, you will regret it. You will wake up one day in January and say, crap. Should have done a little bit more. Whatever you would do to reverse that feeling then, do it now, he said, warning that too much is at stake to stay home. There's way too much at stake, guys, for ourselves, for our families, for our freedoms, you know, all those things the left doesn't really believe in. I still do. That's why I'm doing this, Trump Jr. added. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris has also stumped for Democrats in Georgia, telling Radio.com and V103's Big Tigger this week that the outcome can change the course of our country. I know we're all going to be happy to say goodbye, but 2020 won't be over until January 5th, because that's the day Georgia votes that can change the course of our country, she said.